Good evening, dear hunter. I hope you don't mind the intrusion. No, stop. Lay down your arms. I am not here to fight. Not this time. I know I've done terrible things to you. Nearly killed you on many occasions. And you've done the same to me. Forcing me to the brink of death. But never managing to finish me off. My point is, despite our history, I've never lied to you. Not once. I've always met you in battle with complete honesty. And so I ask that you listen. Please. This is difficult for me to do. Now, we've known each other a while, haven't we? Coming up on 10 years, I believe. Well, a while for you, at least. We vampires perceive time much differently. In comparison, you humans have the lifespan of flies. But I digress. In all that time, I'm not sure if I ever truly hated you. Perhaps I did once, but I certainly don't anymore. In fact, it's quite the opposite now. I've realized some things about myself. It all started a year ago. Normally, it's you who's tracking me. But on one particular night, it was the other way around. I masked my presence and spied on you from afar. You were in a manor with some woman. Beautiful. Elegant. I assumed she was of noble blood. The two of you entered a bedroom, closed the door, and just began ravishing each other. Do you know what I felt when I saw you climb on top of her? I felt jealousy. And the noises she made? Those screams of pleasure? Of unbridled ecstasy? I wished it was me on that bed, instead of her. Do you remember the last time we fought? It was near the end of spring. I sensed a gap in your defenses and exploited it, as I often do. But when I gained the upper hand, I relented. I pulled away and allowed you to regain your composure. Did you ever wonder why I would do such a thing? To show mercy when I was so close to being rid of you for good? It's because I don't want to be rid of you. I'm in love with you. Had I the courage at that time, I would have tried to kiss you. Now, on this night, I do have the courage. Please, allow me to come closer. Keep a dagger in your hand if you must. But I promise you, I mean no harm. Finally, I get to taste your lips. But that's not the only thing I've wanted to taste. You see, I've often fantasized about what your cock looks like. Kneeling down in front of it, and gazing upon its glory. May I take it out of your pants, please? Oh, it's gorgeous. Even better looking than I'd imagined. Put it on my face. I want to feel your cock on my face. Oh my. It feels so warm and hard. And throbbing. And the smell. Intoxicating. It's making me wet. Oh yes. The scent of your cock is powerful indeed. And now you're rubbing it across my face, marking me with your essence. making me breathe in every inch of you. Damn it, you are such a tease. Your balls are on my chin as well. They feel so heavy. I want to drain them for you. I want to make you feel good. Will you allow it, dear Hunter? I promise to be careful with my teeth. Here, let me show you. I'll start with the head. Such a lovely taste. Now, I'll go further, and I'll wrap my lips around your shaft. So, how does it feel? Having your greatest enemy on her knees, watching her head go up and down as she sucks you dry. And it's not the bad kind of sucking either. I don't want your blood, darling. I want your cum. And I'll try to do my best to earn it. All over my lips and down my throat. Would you like to fuck my face? It's only right that you do so, seeing as how I've surrendered myself to. Yes, more. I love the way you grab my hair and force me onto your cock. Keep using my mouth for your pleasure. Show me the price of defeat at your hands. I'm just a horny, love-struck, desperate vampire, eager to serve you. Eager to swallow every last drop of your cum. Please, my precious Hunter, come down my throat. Fill my mouth with your warm, thick seed. Your cum is delicious. So delicious. Even the taste of blood cannot compare. And it seems you left some on my lips as you pulled out. A fine sight, isn't it? Now you get to watch me lick it off. Because I'm a good girl who doesn't let such things go to waste. What will you do to me next, my love? Forcing me onto my back? Does that mean you're going to? Yes. I'm so ready for you. Tear my panties off. Mount me, darling. I wish you to stare into my eyes as you fuck me. Oh God, yes. Give it to me. Slay me with your perfect cock. It's stretching my tight little pussy. Your pussy. Every part of me belongs to you. Stuff me, human. Break me. Destroy me. Do you feel my legs wrapping around you? Pulling you in closer? I want you as deep as possible. You'll bring me such joy when you fill me up. When you pump me full of your seed. Yes. Harder. Faster. Pound my needy little pussy. Don't stop until you come inside me. Oh, fuck. I love you so much. You don't have to say it back. But I want this to be a new beginning for us. I used to believe that humans and vampires could never live in harmony. That we were destined for conflict. Until the end of time. But that's not true at all. We may be different creatures, but we also have a choice. I chose to confess my feelings for you, risking life and limb for a chance at happiness. And you chose to forgive me, to accept me, and all the love that I have for you. If this bond between us could last for one night, then it can last for an eternity. It will not be a simple task, but we cannot succeed if we don't try. I also realize that I'm not the ideal partner for a human. The sun still exists, and unlike you, it will forever remain an enemy to my kind. But I'm not deterred. Not at all. We can make this work. Speak of the devil. Dawn is breaking. I can stay no longer. Will you permit me to return tomorrow night? Thank you. I look forward to it. Good night, my love. I shall miss you dearly. Till next we meet.